In today's video, I'm going to show you how to research the housing market in your area before you buy. So without further delay, let me show you how to do your own due diligence. Don't rely on YouTubers. Don't rely on mainstream media to tell you what's happening with real estate. You guys need to do your own research, because I'm sure if you bought a car, you do a ton of research before you bought that $20,000 or $30,000 car. Well, before you pull the trigger on a $300,000, $400,000 or $500,000 home, you should know what you're getting into. So what I'm going to go over today is some data that Zillow provides for us, and it's a ton of data. So today we're teaching you how to fish so you can eat forever instead of fishing for you. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to go to Zillow, because there's a ton of data in here that's kind of tucked away and hard to find. So let's go to Zillow.com. It's just the main website here. You're going to go down through here, and the first thing you're going to do is you're going to scroll down to the bottom. Not all the way to the bottom. They kind of cut it hidden away. It's right here. What we want to do is we want to do some research. So let's click the research button. The next thing it's going to do is pull up this. There's really not that much information here. It's just current news. It's not a lot of data for you, but how do we find the data that's in here? Well, easy enough. Just click the data button. Okay, so now let's look at the data that it will provide us. So right now it says home values. It's giving us the home values throughout the country, where they are today. Zillow is giving you their forecasts of what they plan on, what the home values are going to do for the next year. They're going to give you rental analyses. That's a word. They're going to show you the inventory and another cool area down here, listing and sales prices. And then at the bottom, this, I went over this yesterday, and it does show you, I'll show you also sales counts and price cuts. So that might be one that you guys are interested in. But yesterday when I was doing my live event, this popped up and people were asking me, Dan, where'd you get that data? So there's some data here right now, Zillow's home value index raw data for September of 2022. They're saying month over month in this category, say Richmond, Virginia, houses were up 0.59% month over month. If you want to see what they did for the year, just click that button and click year over year. It's going to give you that. Look at Miami, Florida. It is up 25% year over year. Okay. So this is some of the data that provides us. So let's dig into a little bit more. Let's see, for example, Miami, Florida is up 25% this year. What's it expected to do in 2023? Well, let's find out. So Zillow, we come up to here, and we're going to go to the section that has forecast, and it's just a little bit ways up here. It is right here. And you're going to click this button right here. You're going to go over here and click the download button. You're going to click that, and here's what's going to pop up on your screen. It'll pop up at the bottom of the screen, and then here's what's going to happen. This will pop up. So here's what Zillow is expecting to happen to the housing market between now and 2023. So you can look down through here, and here's where they are. Look at Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida is seeing in 2023, they're expecting the home values to continue to increase, but to slow down to a fraction of where it is, to 3.3%. So this is the data that you can find on Zillow. Okay, the next piece of the puzzle is, and guys, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just providing you the data that Zillow's feeding us. The next one is, you can go through again. Let's just highlight the areas that you might want to be concerned with. Home values. You might want to be, you know, figure out what the average home value is in the area that you're looking for. Home forecasts, rentals. Are you looking to rent somewhere? We'll jump into here and see where the rentals are hot and when rentals are maybe more affordable. Inventory. You might want to look at that. How much inventory in an area? Because if there's 6 months of a supply or more, it's a buyer's market. If it's 6 months or less, it's a seller's market. So maybe you look at a buyer's market. List and sales price, you can see here the trends there. And then maybe this section right here, you can find out what sales counts and how many price cuts are out there. So all the data is right at your fingertips. You just got to find it. And today we learned how to find it. So if you'd like to find out more about what me and my team might be able to help you with, if you're in need of a mortgage to buy that first house, all I need you to do is go to theRateUpdate.com, and here it is. We are a bank, but we also are one of the largest mortgage brokerages in the country. So we can help you no matter where you are in the country. We can help you find the best loan for your needs, and we can do that either with our bank, or we're also set up with over 84 of the largest banks and lenders in the entire country. So check us out if you're in need of a mortgage or you just want to kick the tires and see what you could qualify for. So God bless you guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. I hope you some found value in this. If you did, don't forget to give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell. Every time I post a video, you get an alert. Take care, guys. See you soon. Bye-bye.